This is going to be Genesis chapter 5, and we're going to talk about what are you going to do with your life. Genesis 5:1 says, "This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man in the likeness of God, made he him." And if you are a Bible believer, then you believe that God created man, and no part of evolution was involved. It was all God. But let's look at Genesis 5 and see what God wants man to do. Let's look at Genesis 5:2. It says, "Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created." So number one, what are you going to do with your life? Are you just going to sit around and do nothing and play video games and watch TV and never do anything with your life and be some type of a bachelor your whole life? Number one, what you need to do is you need to get married. Notice that God called their name Adam. Adam called Eve Eve, but God never called Eve Eve. As you know, Adam was alone. The animals couldn't be a helpmeet for him, and another man couldn't be a helpmeet for him. So God made Eve. And this shows God's plan for marriage right off the bat. For most people, God's plan is for you to get married. And now there are some people, there's been some people that's had a gift, like the Apostle Paul. If you look at 1 Corinthians 7:7-9, it says, "For I would that all men were even as I myself." See, the Apostle Paul wasn't married. But he says, "But every man hath his proper gift of God, one after this manner, and another after that. I say therefore to the unmarried and widows, it is good for them if they abide even as I. But if they cannot contain, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn." So Paul didn't have to get married. He had a gift. And I don't know anyone personally with this gift, but if you have the gift, then you might as well remain unmarried. Because Paul goes on to say in 1 Corinthians 7:32-34, it says, "But I would have you without carefulness. He that is unmarried careth for the things that belong to the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But he that is married careth for the things that are of the world, how he may please his wife." There is difference also between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman careth for the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and in spirit. But she that is married careth for the things of the world, how she may please her husband. So it's easier to serve the Lord if you're not married. But as Paul said, it is better to marry than to burn. And this is referring to burning in your lust. If you are having problems with lusting, then you don't have the gift and you need to get married. You need to get a wife to get rid of your lust problem, and this will help you spiritually. You need to get married. Look for a wife that is a Bible-believing Christian. Don't marry a lost person and don't live together before you're married. Just find a wife and get married. It's okay to be tied down if you're tied down to the right person. So we see right off the bat in Genesis 5, God's plan for most people is to get married. And next, look at Genesis 5:3. It says, "And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seth." So next, I think you should have kids. One of the greatest things you can do is have a kid. It will make you more selfless. It also teaches you how God sees you. You're one of God's children if you're saved. And many times when I'm dealing with my daughter or disciplining her, her actions remind me of how I act sometimes myself when God disciplines me. And having a kid teaches you about how you are towards God yourself and shows you what he has to put up with every day with you. But notice that Seth wasn't in the image of God. He was in the image of Adam. And when Adam and Eve fell, they lost the image of God. And the only way for man to get back into the image of God is to be born again. That's the only way you get back in the image of God. You weren't born a child of God. You're born a child of the devil. Not everyone is a child of God. Now, Genesis 5:4-5, it says, "In the days of Adam, after he had begotten Seth, were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died." Something I don't understand is when people deny the supernatural things in the Bible, or even the stranger things in the Bible. The fact that Adam lived 930 years is a strange thing in light of how long man lives today. And one of the reasons I am a dispensationalist is because all throughout the Bible, people and things are different. And you don't see anybody making it past 100 years old very much today. But they had a long lifespan back then. And imagine how smart they would have been. I sometimes wonder about how their memory would have been. I mean, could Adam have easily remembered his 90s or his 120s when he was 500? Imagine doing the same job all those years. Imagine how good you would be at your trade. Genesis 5:6 says, "And Seth lived 105 years and begat Enos." And there is no telling how many grandkids people had back then, or even how many kids in general. Imagine the population. Genesis 5:7 says, "And Seth lived after he begat Enos 807 years and begat sons and daughters." So you see, the long lifespan continues to go on. Now Genesis 5:8, it says, "And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died." Everybody's going to die. Whether you live 120 years or 70 years, as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this to judgment. "And Enos lived 90 years and begat Canaan. And Enos lived after he begat Canaan 815 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enos were 905 years and he died. And Canaan lived 70 years and begat Mahalalel. And Canaan lived after he begat Mahalalel 840 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years and he died. And Mahalalel lived 65 years and begat Jared. And Mahalalel lived after he begat Jared 830 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years and he died. And Jared lived 162 years and begat Enoch. And Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah." So you have people continuing to have kids, continuing to live a long life. And already we see in Genesis chapter 5, God's plan for most people is for them to get married. I believe God's plan for most people is for them to have kids. Maybe that's not God's plan for everyone. I'm not one of these people who say that you just have to keep having kid after kid after kid after kid and you're sinning if you don't. I'm not the type of person that says that. I don't see that in the Bible. But I believe the plan for most people is for you to get married and have kids. And next, raise your kids right. In Genesis 5:22, it says, "And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters." The name Methuselah means, "When he is dead, it shall be sent." Talking about the flood. And when Methuselah dies, the flood was coming. And somebody said, I think it was Hoffman that said this, that he bet Noah was ready for Methuselah to kick the bucket, so the flood would hurry up and come, so he wouldn't look crazy anymore. But Jared must have raised Enoch right, because Enoch walked with God. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." So Enoch was a special character in the Bible, and he is a good picture of those who will be alive at the rapture of the church, because we also will be called up before dying. Hebrews 11:5 talks about Enoch. It says, "By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God." Now, Enoch wasn't on earth as long as the others, but he still had a long life to live. I mean, 300-something years is a long time. And for him to be walking with God all that time, I bet Jared told him about the Lord. I bet he raised his children and train them up in the way they should go. And that is what we should do with our life. If you're married and you have kids, your first ministry should be to your family. Raise your kids right. That means don't do things in front of them that you don't want them doing. And next, what are you going to do with your life? Walk with God yourself. Genesis 5:24, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Enoch walked with God, so God took him. How does a man walk with God? Amos 3:3 says, can two walk together except they be agreed? If you're going to walk with God, then you need to love what he loves and hate what he hates. You need to read the Bible. You need to stay in close fellowship through prayer and praise and confession of sin. And Christians have a hard time walking with God in the days we're living in. They're becoming friends of the world, and the world is the enemy of God. And if you're going to walk with God, then quit walking with the wrong people. Quit walking in places you shouldn't walk, like the bars and the parties with alcohol and with the wicked music. Get rid of the wicked music and the movies. Set your affection on things above. Trade in your unprofitable hobbies for the things of God. And the only way to be happy is to try your best to live for God and help others instead of worrying about yourself all the time. And many people are walking through life without a purpose. They don't know what they're going to do with their life or what to do with their life. There should be no such thing as a bored or miserable Christian. Get some type of ministry for the Lord Jesus Christ. So, what to do with your life? Get married. Raise some kids, raise them right, walk with God yourself, and next, honor thy father and thy mother. In Genesis 5:25, it says, and Methuselah lived 187 years and begat Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. And now you're thinking, what does this have to do with honoring your father and mother? Ephesians 6:2 and 3 says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. So if you honor your father and mother, then your days will be long. And I'm guessing that since Methuselah lived to be 969 years old, that he must not have ran his mouth to his parents very much. And most of the time when your parents tell you what to do, they are telling you the right thing to do. If you want to know what to do with your life, then follow their guidance. And there are mistakes I made growing up that I wouldn't have made if I listened to my grandparents. And if you want to start out your life right, then listen to your parents. Many people will make mistakes at a young age, and that will last them the rest of their life. And I know people personally who were out drinking as a young teenager, or out doing drugs and out partying, and their life now is not too good. They're in and out of jail. They don't have a steady job. They don't have a house. They don't have a family. But most of the time, and I say most of the time, if you listen to your parents, you'll turn out a lot better. But next, what to do with your life? Work with your hands. In Genesis 5:28 through 29, it says, and Lamech lived 182 years and begat a son, and he called his name Noah, saying, the same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed. And now it is the curse on man because of the fall that we have to work with our hands for food, and it is God's will for you to work. 1 Thessalonians 4:11 says, and that ye study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you. If you men go out and get a full-time job, then you're going to be less likely to be involved in something that you shouldn't. One of the best things you can do for your life if you're having trouble with sin is get a full-time job. You have less time to sin. You'll be so tired from working that you won't even feel like sinning. And I know people who won't work and they can't stay out of trouble. They can't stop hanging out with the boys or the girls, and I worry about men who would rather hang out with a bunch of other men than they would hang out with their wife. That's just weird. And what you should do is get a job, get married, and when you're not at work, come home and spend time with your wife and family, read the Bible, teach them the Bible, and grow up. 1 Corinthians 13:11 says, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, and when I became a man, I put away childish things. And I know men that will go home, go to their bedroom, shut the door, and play video games all night like a teenager. They don't come out and be with their kids. They have no idea what their kids are doing. And I know women that will come home and go straight to the bedroom and watch TV and let the kids run around doing anything they want as long as they don't bother her. This means you're childish and you need to grow up. The people who sit around and won't work are jealous of the people who have nice things. Well, if they had to sacrifice time and actually move their body to get what they have, then they would see, you know, why do these people have things that I don't have? Because they're out there working. They're out there sacrificing time and their body to get a house and a car and clothes and have the bills paid. You have to work with your hands to buy things. You don't just get things handed to you. Well, some people do, but if you really want nice things, then go work with your hands. You have to save money, not blow it on pills and pot and beer and unnecessary stuff for your unnecessary hobbies. Genesis 5:30 says, "And Lamech lived after he begat Noah 595 years and begat sons and daughters." Think about this. Noah probably had tons of brothers and sisters and cousins who would all laugh at him and go on to drown in the flood. So, although Noah's family, you know, his wife and his kids were on the ark, what about his brothers or sisters or cousins or aunts and uncles? Yeah, he had to deal with all those people dying in the flood. Genesis 5:31 says, "And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died." Now, 7 is the number of completion, and he was 777 years old when he died. And that's funny, that number's coming up when there's about to be a flood. So that's pretty interesting. And Genesis 5:32 says, "And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth." So the whole population of the world comes from these three men, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Shem would be the Asiatic, and Ham would be the African, and Japheth, the European. But all the people came from those three people. But this has been Genesis 5 on what are you going to do with your life?